Good morning and welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. I'm Bo Henriksen for Phil Nee, and we have a very special morning show for you today because we get to talk about Symphony on the Rocks and the fundraiser going on at the Richland Center City Auditorium. I am joined by three well-known community members. We have Roseanne Knorr, Andrew Sharp, and Mick Cosgrove. Thank the three of you for being here today. You know, it's already that time of year again where we're talking about Symphony on the Rocks. Are you excited for this year's new show?
Very much so, Bo. Thank you for having us. We're very excited. This show was here a few times years ago, and then with COVID, it got shut down. We shuttered the auditorium itself, and so they kind of went through a stage of kind of gearing down and then decided to gear back up. I guess the old line would be they're getting the band back together, and so we're really excited to bring them back to Richland Center and to have them in the auditorium, which they absolutely love playing in the auditorium. The acoustics are amazing, and they talk about it all the time. So
I guess we're lucky too to be part of having them back on.
Yes, so that is the main goal of this concert, will be to generate funds towards the current phase that we're in, which is working on the envelope of the building. So tuck pointing all the doors and windows, those are all, you know, 1912-ish 1913 era. And so we're looking very forward to being able to upgrade those, get them energy efficient, and make the building solid and secure so that we can focus on the inside.
Because really, you guys have already done a number of projects to it, and some very successful ones when we talk about the elevator.
That's correct, yeah. So we've done a lot. The early stages when the building was first acquired, we've gotten a new roof on. We've upgraded heating systems. The electrical has all been done. Mark Miller and his gang worked hard a couple of summers there. And so that's all been upgraded. We brought in a sprinkler system, so it's poised to just have the sprinkler heads pop through the ceiling. And a lot of that was stuff that is its main structure, the foundational stuff that we had to do, but you really couldn't see it from the street. And so a lot of that was done in that first phase, which was a little over $1 million. And then at that same time, we renovated the upstairs, which now houses Energy Services in Suite 300. On the top floor, and that's very critical to the building because it gives us the stability of income to provide for insurance, heat, and lights, and so forth, so that we can go ahead and do these kinds of shows for the community and then to work on the building itself.
Really preserving something that's so important to our community. You know, it's great to see that kind of TLC is going into the building. And it's great to see that there's the interest in people wanting to preserve something like that. Right now, we're also joined by Roseanne Knorr, who's a newer member of the group. And Roseanne, thank you for joining us this morning. What got you into joining the group?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me. Well, I've only attended two meetings so far, but those that know me in the community and my husband, Paul, we have gotten quite involved through our retirement and semi-retirement in the last, I don't know how many years. We've been here since about 2010. And so we do things like coordinating and teaching pickleball, of course. I know they've talked about that a lot. We do those kinds of things, and we want to, you know, we like to socialize. We like to be with people. And some of the things that we like to do is help advertise and communicate with others in our community. This is like a great community. We love it. And we have wonderful opportunities. And I look at the Richland Center City Auditorium or Richland County Performing Arts as just an amazing venue that we really need to take part of. And we want more people to come. We want to get that building just beautified so that people say, I can't wait to go to that auditorium for music this year. So that's what we need to do. I love to advertise and I love to talk about these things, and I love older buildings. I don't have the information and the knowledge of where what happened with this building over the last so many years. I know they've had graduations there and they've had other concerts. And, you know, if you know, if you're interested, just go take a tour of that building. How many of you in Richland Center have not walked into that building? I know the seats are small, but you know, we have cushions. Come on in, take a look at it. But again, that's, you know, we just had an interest in being on this board. And so that's why my husband and I are willing to help and in any way, shape or form to get people to come to our wonderful, beautiful building.
And, you know, you don't always need the knowledge, but the enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And that is what really helps.
Yes, that's very much right. And it's really an honor for us to have Paul and Roseanne come on. And we also just recently, I might mention Duane and Shirley Welty joined the board as well. And so our current board, just so if people are interested in talking to someone, consists of Kent Atsett, Paul and Roseanne Knorr, Duane and Shirley Welty, Andrew Sharp, Bob Frank, myself, and then Ken Nitka is his title is technical advisor. So he's technically not a voting board member, but he, anything building related as far as technology or anything, he's there for us. And then Norbert and Susan Callinan are have been longstanding. They were part of the original board of directors, the original group that acquired the building from the city for, I think it was $2?
$1.
And I think there's been times along the years where I've heard him say, I wish we still had that dollar back, but but it's all in jest because they've been so passionate and they've carried this group. And so we can't thank them enough. So they're going to be going to an advisory position on the board and relocating out of Richland Center proper. So that's our current board. And the mission, our actual mission, is to protect and restore the Richland Center City Auditorium for the enjoyment and enrichment of generations to come. So that kind of encapsulates what Roseanne was saying, you know, the historical part of it. I love music, I love the performing arts, and I love history. And so for me, it gives me all those things wrapped into one project that I can be part of and excited to be. So
one of the members that you did mention is here with us as well, Andrew Sharp. Mr. President, it's good to talk to you. Thank you for taking time to join us today. But really, they, you know, we've talked about the musical side, but the plays, the acting side, that's your specialty, and glad that you're a part of the board too. What have you been working on in terms of productions in our area?
Well, we've been doing productions out at the Coppertop. Of course, I have a great deal of fondness for that theater. But the not to scare off any potential buyers for the county, the heating and air conditioning out there is unreliable. And so we can't really do shows out there because of that. We can do them at the City Auditorium, and we've done them there for years. I think the last one was Murder at Coppersmith Inn, but I'm not absolutely positive. But that's our mainstay, really, is the City Auditorium. We have our costumes are there, our props are there in storage, and we do shows there when we can. So this summer, I'm going to be directing The Music Man, which is a show I think everybody is familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Well known.
A fun show. A lot of people can get involved, all ages. I'll just mention that. And we're going to start out rehearsing at the City Auditorium. And then after a month, we move to the high school where we're actually going to be doing the show. But that's been pretty much the way we've done musicals since we've been doing musicals. So we'll have those rehearsals out there. And in the fall, Leah Garner is going to direct Rope, which was turned into a movie by Alfred Hitchcock. And it's basically, it's not a murder mystery because the murder happens right away and you see it happen more or less. But then it's a psychological thriller of, are these guys going to get caught? So, and that will be at the City Auditorium around, I think the show dates are around Halloween, but not on Halloween. So that's two things that we've got going, you know, in addition to the Symphony on the Rocks. And then Community Players, I'm also shooting a short promotional movie that I would also like to put on TikTok and things like that if I can get like a 10 or 12-year-old to tell me how to do that. So we're shooting a movie, and a good part of that movie is going to be shot at the city auditorium. So at some future point, I'm going to be putting out a pitch for people that might want to be in the movie, because there's going to be a scene where there's actors on stage and we need an audience watching it. At least that's how the shooting script is right now. So a lot of things going on, all of them involving the city auditorium. And what we would do if it wasn't there, you know, I don't really know. So,
wow, that's some stuff to look forward to there. And really, you know, the call out there for a TikTok tech for our our friend Andrew Sharp.
Right.
Send it out there, you know, get in touch with him. I'm sure that he would be happy to have you show him the ropes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Well, talking about something that's coming up pretty quick, though, Symphony on the Rocks is coming up, and we're glad to have the show back in our area. Mick, what can you tell us about what people can kind of expect at this year's show?
Well, it is a, for those who haven't seen it, it's a classic rock band that is backed by a symphonic orchestra, and so you get a sound like you maybe have never heard. It's really a powerful, and I refer to it as an epic show, because if you like classic rock, and so they're playing things, everything from Queen, Foreigner, The Beatles, Journey, Led Zeppelin, Chicago, The Who, I mean, all those, they hit my ear of, hey, this is good stuff. So if you enjoy that kind of, and even just the experience of it, to see the combination, and I didn't play in a high school band, so I'm not, you know, with those kinds of instruments, but do have background in the rock scenario back in the 70s. So I'm excited to have this kind of show. And when we hear the comments from people as they're leaving, wow, and this was in Richland Center, and it's at a price comparatively that, you know, is much cheaper than you would experience if you go into the big city and see a similar show. So just encourage everybody, put that date on your calendar, and come and join us.
I mean, I don't want, obviously, yes, join them. That's coming up here. But you said rock in the 70s. What are you, Mick, were you part of a rock band?
I was in a band called For Sure that played around Southwest Wisconsin in the 70s. I play guitar, and I was a rhythm guitar player for them. And so, yeah, that's a bit of history that many probably don't remember.
Bo, back in the 70s, we were all in a rock and roll band. That's just how things worked back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, that part was not explained in my history books,
yep,
you know?
Yep. Yep.
Wow, you learn something new every day. See, yep. This is why I'm glad I sit in for Phil sometimes, you know?
I think that's called modern history now at this
point.
Modern
history. Yeah.
Yeah, holy cow, that's awesome. Well, I mean, obviously then you would know the talent that goes into Symphony on the Rocks. The day itself, though, that's coming up on March 23rd. And so, you know, save that date. It's at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Now, the show is at 7. Your doors open at 6. Tickets. How do people get tickets?
They can be found online at eventbrite.com, or you can purchase them locally at Napa Auto and Christie Sunnyside or Ameriprise Financial Offices. And I see a phone number on here, Mick. Is this yours?
It is.
Well, that's wonderful that you're sharing. It's 604-7022 for more information. You know, Paul and I will definitely be there, and we'd be glad to have all of our friends come and friends of friends to come. I'd like to say some things about the band portion of it.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to hear that, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so Abby Ritten was a student at Richland Center High School. She's an alumni, and she is a band director now. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Wow.
And she's a 2018 grad from Richland Center High School, and actually that was the year that I retired now when I think about that. Abby is very musically inclined, and she's been invited to play with the Vic Ferrari band. So over the years, we've had Jeff Barron's play as well. So please come out, and I hope Abby's friends come out to listen to her. Anyone that's local or not local, it is on a Saturday, so please join us. Something interesting, because I was looking them up online, and it's, you know, their vocals and their bass, and they have sax and clarinets and guitar and trumpets and trombones and keyboards. And I had a classical music background, and I was a band person up in Green Bay Preble and graduated in 1981. But the clarinet player in Vic Ferrari had also graduated from Green Bay Preble High School, and he graduated in 1980. So it was very fun for me to see someone from my own hometown right there on stage playing clarinet. Most of the musicians, or many of them, are band directors. They're members of several bands, so they are highly, highly talented people. And Dave Tim, if you recognize that name, Dave Tim played trombone next to my brother in band at Green Bay Preble as well. And that would have been probably the late 70s in 1978, 79. So, you know, we are 70s people here.
Were they members of a band together too? A rock band?
Dave and my brother.
Yeah, yeah. No, they didn't have a rock band.
Not that I'm aware of. It was interesting because I moved here and then I heard the name Dave Tim and I thought, I wonder if he's from Green Bay Preble. Sure enough, he is.
Oh, yeah.
So, and none of us, we don't recognize each other after how many years, 40 years or so. But so a lot of musical talent. It's fun to know that people have played instruments in high school, or they've been members of choir throughout high school, and then they bring back their talent and they give back to their communities in bands such as Vic Ferrari. So, the talent level, I would just say enormous sound, something for everyone. It's a big variety of music, and they have played in 12 different states in the U.S., also in countries Italy, Mexico, and Ireland. And they did talk about, is this their farewell tour?
Well, they actually took the farewell tour and were ready to shut it down, and one of their last concerts realized that. One of their last concerts realized they didn't want to do that, and so thus the band's back together.
And that is awesome.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
there are members of that band that also do a break-off band, I'm going to call it Steam.
Yep.
And so at Christmas time, the City Auditorium has also hosted Steam here. How many times? A couple times, right?
They've been in Richland Center twice. Once was at the high school and once at the auditorium. So
Yes. And that band, oh my gosh, people, you need to go see them. It's some of your favorite musicians again from Vic Ferrari. And then they added in
Steve Torme.
Yes, we have Mel Torme's son.
Correct.
So some of us that are older than you, Bo, we know the name Mel Torme, and I'm sure some others. But, you know, he sings in this band. The holiday music, again, is stunning. And I just a big shout out to any of the local bands and people, you know, around here. If you can provide music to our communities, please step up and do that. And please attend these concerts because, you know, if they weren't around, can you imagine how dull life would be if we didn't have the plays and the theater and the music? We experienced it during COVID. I don't want to ever go back to that, honestly. So, I just wanted to throw that out there. This is a great, exciting time. And I'm hoping that we get some new seats in that auditorium at some point in the future. So make us all comfortable. But yes, we are very lucky to have Vic Ferrari here.
I just got to mention that WRC owns own Chris Simonson has played with Vic Ferrari, played his trumpet. So he's also been included in the band.
There we go.
Good old Simo on a Saturday.
Simo on a Saturday,
yes.
Right?
That's awesome. I mean, really, yeah. When you guys say local talent, we really do thrive, and we are lucky to have so much musical talent in our area to begin with. But in preserving a place like the Richland Center City Auditorium, we give all of this local talent a place to perform.
And we do need to thank the donors, people that have given money over the years, some grant money. I know the elevator is a stupendous addition to the auditorium because, you know, doesn't matter if you had a knee replacement or not, you can come to the music now with this beautiful, beautiful elevator. I know a lot of money has gone into it. I know economic development here in Richland Center deserves some kudos. And our city and our county people and Mick, and who else can you thank for that beautiful elevator?
I think the community at large. I mean, really, the county for sure. Obviously, it was a grant that they administered, and Jason Glassbrenner and the economic development that worked to put that whole thing together. And then our donors, we had families and individuals, and we had school challenges. We raised $403,000 locally. in a matter of a few months to make that really become a reality. And it really does. It now makes it accessible for everyone. And that's really important to us, that we're not eliminating someone just by the virtue of the age of the building. We got handicap accessible restrooms now that we've had those on the third floor since the third floor renovation, but we couldn't get the handicap to them. Now they have the elevator that takes them up there, and so it really is accommodating for just about anybody. And we've had dance schools right now. Betty Hayes is doing ballroom dancing in the mezzanine. If you're interested in that, you can log into our website at rcpac.org, and there's information how you can get involved. They just had their first lesson last night, so I don't know if it's still able to be joined or not. But those kinds of things, there's a church group that's bringing in a choir from Indiana here in April, early April. So we've seen a lot of things. Many of the plays that Andrew referred to have been performed there, and just a lot of history if we look back at some of the things historically that have made that building such a remarkable addition to the community.
It was built as a functional vaudeville theater. You know, 1912 was the height of vaudeville. And I think that acts would come through. I don't know this for sure, but it makes sense that they would come up from Chicago through Madison, through Richland Center, onto La Crosse, onto Minneapolis. But famous people have been on the stage. The two most notable for me would be William Jennings Bryant, actually was on the stage there, as was Clarence Darrow. And if you know your history, you know the Scopes Monkey Trial 1925 pitted William Jennings Bryant against Clarence Darrow, and they've both been on the stage at the City Auditorium. And we haven't changed the floorboards since then, so I'm sure that they walked on the same floorboards that are there now. So
it's like you shake your hand with somebody really famous, and you're like, I'm never washing this hand
right,
again.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You guys really, though, so much planning year-round. You really do need a really strong group to come together to pull this off.
We really do. And as you mentioned, the passion helps so much, because there are times when the fuel tank may be looking like it's running a little light, but the passion carries you through those times. And it is. Our goal is to actually have, within the next year or so, to have a annual booklet that would feature, so you could look ahead and say, these are the acts that are coming, and when they're coming, and so forth. And you know, we're looking at some comedy comedians and different types of music. We want to make sure we get each of the genres, that we're not just one type of music. And so yes, that's our goal long term, and I think we're headed there in a relatively quick fashion.
Really accepting all types of art.
Yes,
you know,
the live arts is really what we're about. And as Andrew mentioned, you know, there's been a couple of presidents speak from that stage that we know of. My understanding is Houdini was there, Liberace. There's playbills that we have that say they perform for like 7 million people in London, and that was in Richland Center in the middle of the, like he mentioned, we were right in the middle between Chicago and Minneapolis, and there weren't interstates back then, so it was the old trail up through Richland County. And so the community was really blessed to be able to have some magnificent entertainment.
Are you guys always accepting extra help and that?
Yes, and that can be from all the way from being on the board, which we're loving the new additions to the board. But it can also be if you just want to help out at events. Maybe that's ushering or taking tickets or helping with the refreshment sales or whatever. There's a place for you to put your hands and just be part of making this reality in the community. And again, my number, you can call any or contact any one of the board, but my number is 604-7022. I'm happy to put it out there, and always happy to talk to anybody about the Richland County Performing Arts and the City Auditorium, and would love to have you be involved.
Another thing that helps keep things going is money. And so how do you guys, you know, in terms of donations, you're always accepting, isn't that correct?
We are definitely always accepting some funds. I ask that you are, if you are interested, to please contact Mick Cosgrove at Ameriprise, and he will help steer you in the right direction. We are a nonprofit organization, so you know, think about us before the end of the year, if possible. You know, because we could use the funds, and any of the area corporations, any of the businesses, you know, please make an investment in the arts and the community and the culture here in Richland Center. I think it'll just go a long way for everyone's relationships here in the city. And again, you know, we welcome to talk with you at any time. Just give us a call.
That's great. Well, please do give them a call. They'd love to have you. And they'd love to have you stop out to Symphony on the Rocks. Again, that is coming up on March 23rd. Put that on your calendar, not far from now. It's at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The show at 7, doors open at 6. Again, you can get tickets online at eventbrite.com, or locally, you can get them at Napa Auto, Christie Sunnyside, or Ameriprise Financial Offices. Again, thank you all for stopping in today, and I hope for a great show, and I can't wait to have you guys back on for future shows and to hear more about the Richland Center City Auditorium. Again, Roseanne Knorr, Andrew Sharp, and Mick Cosgrove here on The Morning Show.